Fantastic. Well, thanks, everyone, for joining us today. I have Roland Osborne here from Kono Magazine. Those of you that come to our teleconferences often were probably at a teleconference that we had with Roland last month to kick off the Kung Fu Panda movie. And I thought we'd get started today with just kind of an update from you, Roland, as to how that event is going and how it had gone when it first launched. And tell us a little bit about how Kono was able to help the martial arts industry with some of the great results.
Absolutely, Joe. You know, Kono Magazine is quite unique to the industry because, you know, to make it simple, if you think about it, when a kid gets a skateboarding magazine, you know, what does he want to do after he reads it? He wants to skateboard. When a kid gets a baseball magazine or some kind of sports magazine, it motivates and inspires them to want to be a part of that. And that's what Kono Magazine's main strategy is to kind of follow the lead like Boys Life did in the Boy Scouts. You know, every kid that gets a Boy Scout magazine stays in twice as long as the kids who don't. But more important, it's more of a grassroots marketing strategy. You know, we have some problems where we put an ad out in the paper and we get very few calls. We really don't know where our ad's going and who's reading it, who's taking action. But with the magazine and with the brochure where kids are opening it and reading it and its profile in martial arts as the best sport in the world, you know, the more magazines, it's a numbers game, the more magazines, the more kids we affect, you know, the more kids are inspired to train in the martial arts. So we're making huge leaps and bounds for the industry, especially with last month's promotion, the Kung Fu Panda, or what we call Kung Fu Pandemonium. It was awesome. We had over 900 schools set up movie booths across the country. And most of the schools that had a movie booth enrolled between 15 and 25 students per weekend that they were at the movie theater. And a lot of schools did it for 2 or 3 weeks. So 900 schools averaging about 20 enrollments, that's 18,000 new martial arts students, which is really exciting for the industry. And I'm really proud to be a part of getting that together and orchestrating that and giving them some main strategies to be able to use. Plus, if you think about it, when those schools, those students come in, they turn those students into memberships, they refer other families, and you know, you're looking at huge industry growth. So playing on that, you know, we were looking at way ahead of time the new Star Wars movie coming out, and we put together a really cool promotion that we're going to be talking about today. Basically, for August, now August is when you want to start planning your back-to-school strategies. A lot of parents are looking 2 to 3 weeks ahead of time to start putting their kids in different sports and things like that. So it's almost just perfect timing. And plus, normally August seems to be a slow month for a lot of schools who aren't proactive. So the reason we're holding this teleconference here in the middle of July is to get you started in August right away. For August, we're promoting 2 events for new student growth and 1 event for a money-generating event. So basically, we're teaming up with George Lucas on his new animated Star Wars movie for kids, which is exciting. George Lucas is producing his animated Star Wars movie and a TV show. After the movie comes out, he's going to have 30 episodes that are scheduled to play on Cartoon Network and TNT. And I know, Joe, I know you know how exciting Star Wars is. You're quite a Star Wars fan. But last week, I was actually doing some research on it, and I found that the top 10 overall grossing movies ever at the box office, 3 of those top 10 are Star Wars movies. And then the rest of them are like in the top 15. So there's literally millions and millions and millions of Star Wars fans, which is exciting because this new Star Wars movie, he's gearing more towards the kids and the parents to come together. So whenever we get an event where families are going to, it's 100% of our demographic. You know, we talked about before, if we can just get 200 families in your school, you're going to be generating, you know, $40,000 to $60,000 a month gross, which would be enough for most schools to be highly successful. So, you know, when you have go ahead, sir.
Oh, sorry. Well, first of all, you know, yes, I'm a huge Star Wars fan, and so is my 10-year-old son. And, you know, I wanted to just make a couple quick points. First, you know, you guys have done such a great job for the industry, and I feel like your magazine's been out for a lot longer than it has been. It feels like, you know, a 5, 6, 7 year magazine, and it's really only been out for a very short time. And I think not many people can really appreciate the level of growth that you guys have had. So we thank you for that. And the second thing is, you know, I think really what was able to make the Kung Fu Panda promo, very successful for the school owners, was the fact that you were able to secure a letter that you were working with DreamWorks, and you know, Kono and DreamWorks are partnering up for the opportunity to give out the magazines at the movie. It was a great lead-in to the movie theater manager or owner, and just from that alone, what's the value of that? I mean, to secure a letter to be able to walk in with confidence and say that you are part of this promotion gives the martial arts school owner, you know, it's the mom and pop shop, really a corporate power. And I think
it's
huge. Absolutely.
Yeah, you're tying into a multi-million dollar, probably billion dollar franchise now. You know, as big as Kung Fu Panda, they already announced Kung Fu Panda 2. But when they first announced the movie, you know, immediately I called them and was trying to leverage, you know, our magazine. We created a collector's edition magazine to leverage that position so we could get school owners to have a movie booth to hand it out to all the kids to enroll them and sign them up for a Kung Fu Panda class. So absolutely, what you're saying is correct.
Yeah, and I just, you know, I like to look at things like acquisition costs. I know a lot of school owners look at, you know, exactly how much does the lead cost to get into the school, and then, you know, how many students sign up and what's the cost per student. And when
right.
you think of this opportunity, I just see this big expense that should be a big expense, and it's zero because you guys have gone through the trouble of securing it, and you've done the same thing now with Star Wars, which I think that's really the most powerful opportunity, and I want people to appreciate the fact that, you know, they can have this letter and walk right into a movie theater and say that they're working with Kono and George Lucas. So that's phenomenal.
Absolutely, and I appreciate that. You know, again, trying to use the magazine to leverage us with big corporations to help the school owners grow. That's the whole goal of our company, and my personal goal is to double the amount of kids training in the industry, and we need schools for them to go to, right? So
absolutely.
That's the goal.
Absolutely. And you know, you talk about kids and the fact that really this movie is directed towards kids. Well, I'm a big kid, so I'm really looking forward to it as well. But my son's got a countdown to August 15th, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a great opportunity. Kids are going to be very excited, and the quality that George Lucas puts out, you know, I think is going to attract a tremendous audience. And obviously, where kids go to the movies, the parents take them. So
absolutely
be exciting to be there
absolutely.
Up front and center.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about the events that you guys are recommending that the schools take advantage of for this great movie.
Absolutely. There's basically three marketing strategies. So if you're taking notes, just get your pens ready. I know your time is important, so I'll kind of move quickly through this. Our three-step strategy is what we call Kono Strikes Back. And just want to go over something real quick. During the teleconference, I'm going to say Star Wars-themed or Jedi training events, but in no way am I authorizing you to call these official Star Wars or Jedi training events. It's important not to to cross the copyright laws, and all the promotional materials that we have made are approved for your use the way that they are, but changing them or creating your own promotional materials can cross those laws and leave you open for litigation. So please be careful of that. Putting Star Wars and things on your windows and creating your own stuff is something that you just don't want to cross those lines. Here are the three events that we're going to hold. Number one, we're going to hold a Star Wars-themed Bring a Friend event. The Star Wars theme Bring a Friend event, where each student brings 2 to 3 friends. The two reasons you want to hold this is, one, new student growth, but two, retention is really important. When you're holding really cool events at your school, the kids are going to be excited about it, but they're also going to tell their friends about it. And remember, one of our biggest challenges is when kids want to quit martial arts because they want to go do what their friends are doing. Well, instead of fighting that, we just join that, we flip it around, we do something really cool where the kids want to come and they want to bring their friends to it. So that's the first event. The second event is the Kono Star Wars movie booth and enrollment center, just like we did for Kung Fu Panda. But this time we're recommending it to do the first 2 weekends that the movie comes out, because it's still, you're going to have thousands of families coming in. So take advantage of the first 2 weekends. It comes out. Remember, it comes out on August 15th. And then you're going to want to follow up with your Star Wars themed masked intros or individual appointments. Some people are going to, when they come to your booth, they're going to either want to sign up for a special Jedi training class, or they're going to want to sign up for a single intro. Maybe you can set up appointments. Our highest school enrolled 56 new students last month by doing a booth. And they did it for one weekend, and that's exactly what they did. They collected leads for the kids that wanted to come to the Kung Fu Panda class, and they also collected leads for kids that wanted to win a free prize. So it was basically just a lead generation bucket or whatever they used. And then the third event is what we call Star Wars-themed training camp, where you're going to generate cash. Our goal is to generate $5,000 to $15,000 on your camp next month. So here's what's cool for these three events that I want to go over. For the Kono Strikes Back promotion, we had our creative team create everything for you. We created the banners, we created the enrollment forms, we created everything for you, and Member Solutions has even taken it to another step for you guys. They even created, they took those same forms and turned them into the event manager, which they're going to give you a free 90-day trial to use. And basically, I mean, it's so awesome. I saw it last weekend at the show, and you basically just fill in your information. You can change the date, change the time. You can download it in a PDF. You can manage the kids that have signed up. They can sign up online. You can send emails out. It's just exciting. So when you call in to take care to get your 90 days free registration, all the Kono Star Wars themed events are going to be on there. So it's just made it really easy for you. But ask them more about it when you call in. So with your Star Wars package, what we call the Kono Strikes Back package, you get the official Star Wars Kono movie booth letter. Now, this is important because this is what gets you into the movie booth. You take this letter into the movie booth and talk to the owner. I'll cover that in just a minute. Your Star Wars commemorative Kono magazines. This is important because this is what you're going to leverage to hand the kids when they come into the movie theater. And inside them, there's two VIP passes that you can customize. You can put whatever you want on there. You can put your training camp on there. You can put come take a free class. You can put back to school special. You put whatever you want on those passes. You get the artwork for the passes, for the posters, for the camp, and the Bring a Friend event. You get sign-up sheets for your movie booth, sign-up sheets for your camp, sign-up sheets for your movie booth. You also get artwork for a booth and camp banner. We had one of the highest results were schools that used an actual big banner and got a lot more attention. So we actually made customized artwork for your banner using our Star Wars themed magazine and everything where it says come get your free commemorative magazine on one side, another side says sign up for a free Jedi training class. The cool thing is you use it at the movie booth for the weekend, but all week you put it in front of your school, attracting kids to come into your school. And we're also including a calendar and a complete manual for each staff member. And as soon as you reserve your package, you get everything in a PDF emailed directly to you. This way you can get a head start in planning your promotions. You can get the movie theater right away, and you can start getting your posters up so you can get everybody inspired for your August promotions. Let's talk about our marketing action plan. Okay. Once you get the promotional kit emailed to you, as soon as you get that, you're going to print out 2 to 3 posters for the camp and the Bring Your Friend event and put the posters up around the school. Okay, this is going to get all the kids excited. Next, you're going to print your movie booth letter. Take your letter to the movie theater and talk to the manager. Let them know you've teamed up with Lucasfilms, Kono Magazine, to give away a Star Wars Collector's Edition magazine to everyone attending the movie. And what you'd like to do is just for the 2 opening weekends, you just want to set up a nice booth. That way you can give it away to the kids, and you might have some prizes and things to give away as well. And, you know, about 90% of the schools didn't have a problem with that. The theater manager took the letter. He was excited, saw the value in it, and they got their movie booth. A few of the schools had to pay for their booths, and a few of the schools had a couple challenges with, you know, corporate. They got to talk to corporate and that kind of thing. But I'm going to give you a few strategies on what to do in case that happens. The movie premiere is August 15th, so obviously you're going to print the movie booth letter out, take it in the movie theater. Let them know you're going to set up on the 2 weekends. You have 2 goals. Number one is you want to get people coming to your booth. You want to give them the collector's edition magazine, and inside it has your VIP passes, so it's not going to get thrown away. The kids are going to keep the magazine. They're going to read it before the event. They're going to read it after the event. They're going to show their friends. Those passes are going to stay inside, which is exciting. And then after you give them that, you're going to want to get them signed up for the Jedi Training Mass Intro class, or set up an individual appointment, however you feel most comfortable. You're also going to have some kind of lead slip box to win a special prize. Whatever you want to give away, it can be, you know, you can win a lightsaber, it can be win a free year of martial arts lessons. You guys are all creative. You can put whatever kind of offer you want. The entire process for going through all that is in your August Kono Strikes Back manual. This way you can print it out and you can go over it with your staff. A few schools, like I said, had to buy their booth. I want to give you two examples of schools that weren't able to get a booth, but what they did is they went to Plan B and C. One school went to Plan B. He gave all the kids walking towards the movie theater a magazine, and then he also went into the stores locally, the ice cream shops and such around the theater, and they gave out the magazines when the kids went into their businesses. I mean, they were totally excited. He just said, hey, look, we know thousands of kids are coming in to see this movie. I'm going to give you, 50 to 100 magazines. These are the collector's edition Kung Fu Panda magazines, and when a kid buys an ice cream, you can give it to them, or you see a family, and they were like, that's great. By Wednesday, after the weekend, he had 7 enrollments directly from, he handed out 1,000 magazines that weekend. 7 kind of seems small a little bit, but when I asked him about it, he said, you know what, 7 6-month programs, my 6-month program is $900, that's $5,400 in contract amount. That's an instant 600% return on my investment. He said then within 30 days, he's going to upgrade 50% of them to a higher level program. Half of them will bring friends into their next Jedi training event, and then within 90 days, he'll have 90% of them upgraded, paid for at least one extra event, and a graduation already. So, and then he said, I'll cash out at least 1 to 2 of them, and I'll completely pay for the promotion and 100 times past that. He said, I'm happy with 7 students from, just one marketing strategy for the month. So, can you give you a little bit of insight on that? Another school went to set up a booth, but another school had actually got there before them with the movie theater letter, which was pretty ironic. And when that happened, what he did is he decided to go down to a local grocery store. He set up the booth. And he set up 39 leads for individual lessons, and he enrolled 14 of them the following week. So he said the kids were flocking to the booth because they saw the banner. He had music playing there, and he had the free magazines he was giving away. So because there's still hype around the city in the area, you can do that. And then some schools had to go to Plan C. What we said, they actually had to pay for the booth. The booths around there were about $650 was average. But again, we had schools that, with 350 leads or 20 enrollments is well worth $650. So, if you think about when the last time you got, enrolled 20 people pretty easily or got 350 calls on a phone, or 350 leads, it's well worth the money. So if you have to go those other directions, like I said, 90% of the schools got right into the movie theater, but, if you don't, you still have some other options to do. Go to another store, set up somewhere else, just hand them to the kids when they're walking in, go to the businesses around them. Give you a couple tips about what booths did better than others. Schools that actually set appointments for individual lessons or special training classes had the highest enrollments. A lot of schools went and just handed out the magazine. And, that worked good. You get like 5 to 10 or maybe 15 enrollments. But the schools actually set up appointments and had a special training class designed for those kids to go to had the highest enrollments. Schools that used a banner got more attention and got more people and more leads to the booth. So we designed a banner, like I told you before. And I'm going to give you a telephone number of a company that can print that for you or that can do the banner and just directly send it to you. The name of the company is MW Design, and the telephone number is 626-852-0226. Again, that's 626-852-0226. They have the complete artwork, and they can print the banner for you within a day or two and send it right out to you. Some schools were able to set up a speaker and a microphone inside the movie theater. They might not let you do that, but some of them will, as long as you're not obnoxious, obviously. Turn some music on, and people that talked to them said, hey, come over here, get your free, commemorative magazine, attracted a lot more people. So you might want to make a jot of note of that and see if that's available. Staff members that dressed in costume or Kung Fu Panda costumes got a lot more attention. Kids were coming over and taking pictures and stuff like that. Star Wars is probably easier than getting a panda outfit, so get some Star Wars costumes and have some of your kids dress up, some of your staff member, and make it fun. Make it a themed, booth. The more attraction is there, the more people that are coming. So, again, the opening weekend is on the 15th, so you're going to plan to have your movie booth the 15th and then the weekend right after that, which would be, obviously the 22nd. We always like to set 3 goals. I want you to set 3 goals for yourself. Your small goal over the 2 weekends is to set 50 to 75 appointments. That's only 15 to 20 per day. You got thousands of families coming in. This should convert to about 15 students. Your medium goal is 75 to 125 appointments, which will convert to about 25 students or so. And your big goal, you know, if you have a big staff there and you do a really great event, you should set 125 to 250 appointments, and your goal is to convert over 40 students on that. So remember, we had a lot of schools that had more appointments than that. I think those are pretty, you know, pretty good goals to accomplish. Our next event is what we call the Star Wars themed Bring a Friend event, the Jedi event in Mass Intro. The goal is to fill up the class and hold a great retention event for your students, and it's a fun Star Wars themed martial arts class. Here's your marketing action plan. As soon as your magazines come in and as soon as you get promotional materials, you put up the posters for the Bring a Friend event and give every student 3 Star Wars commemorative collector's edition magazines. Give 1 for them to keep and 2 to invite their friends to the event. Traditionally, Bring a Friend events have sometimes they've been really good and sometimes you won't get anybody for them or it'll trickle down. And my answer to that is usually either the event is not that fun or the marketing materials. You know, sometimes we expect our students to sling passes out. You got something a little bit better to actually have a magazine that's themed and it's all Star Wars. It's motivating, exciting them. And then inside on the VIP pass, you're going to put that Bring a Friend event. Come to this Bring a Friend event. You have another VIP pass that can have a special on it. The goal is you hand it to all the kids and you say, hey, I want you to think of your 2 best friends that you'd want to come and do Jedi training with. And inside, show them where the magazine is. Say, here's their pass. They get to turn this coupon in, and you get to give this magazine to them. So instead of just giving them a little flyer, you're giving them a whole magazine that's going to excite them about becoming Jedi. So you're going to have a lot bigger result with that. There's 2 ways to hold your Bring a Friend event. One is you get everyone excited over week 1 and week 2, and you host a special training class like on a Friday night or on a Saturday of the second weekend of the month. This gives you 2 weeks to promote the event. It's a huge retention event. It's fun for all the kids, and you get a lot of fun referrals. The second way, which is kind of a higher level, is because we're tying to the movie theater, you can rent out the movie theater. So the second weekend of the month, you promoted week 1, week 2. Well, the movie comes out on the second week, so that Friday night or that Saturday, you can actually rent out the movie theater, have all the kids go there to the movie theater, bring all their friends, and then you can invite them back for the special Jedi training class. I know Ali Aberigo is renting out the movie theater. You heard he looked into it. He's going to give them all the magazines and invite them back for a Bring a Friend special training class. And when you rent out the movie theater, what's cool about it is you can actually go up in front of the movie theater before it starts and you can talk to everybody. You can say, hey, thank you for coming, do a special speech. At the end, you can say something really cool. You can say you're holding a contest, turn in your lead slips. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do when you rent out the theater. So you might want to check into that. That's kind of going to the next level, and it's not too expensive to rent out the theater, so check into that. Here's some tips for your themed mass intro or your Bring a Friend event. Number one, you're going to want to create atmosphere. That's important. You want to create a lot of atmosphere. Hang up posters, get giveaway prizes, have staff members dress up, play cool music, have movies playing on the TV, and then have video game challenges as well. Get a couple Star Wars video game challenges, and the kids can play that while they're waiting or after the event. Just make it a fun, cool Star Wars themed room. Your activities for the classes, you can do a Jedi obstacle training course to start off with. You can do stunt training and fight sets. Obviously, you do some self-defense. You can do martial arts training contests, concentration tests, like, you know, instead of Sensei says or Sabunim says, you can do like Yoda says, lightsaber training. You can do team challenges. You can say these are the Jedi, this is the dark side versus the good side. You know, try to use the terminology. Star Wars puzzles are awesome. That keeps the kids busy for 15, 20 minutes as a team. Legos has tons of Star Wars stuff they can put together. You can come up with Star Wars games. You can even come up with trivia questions and give the teams points. So kind of a bunch of ideas. You all have multiple ideas, but there's some fun ideas that you can add into. So we set some goals for our Jedi Training Bring a Friend event. Small goals, 25 students come and they bring 1 friend. That's our small goal. We have 50 kids in that class. Our medium goal is that 40 kids show up and they bring 1 friend. That's 80 kids. And if our big goal, 40 kids bring 2 friends with them. That's 120 kids. Or you can look at the opposite. You could have, you know, depending on your student base, you could have 75 kids bring 1 friend. You got 150 kids. I think when you're using mainstream marketing strategies, you know, instead of a flyer like a magazine and this whole theme of Star Wars, you have a lot bigger response. A couple other ways, if you really want to fill the class up, this is what I used to do when I was really, really building my school. Go to a daycare or go to sports teams and invite the entire daycare or the entire team. So you give them all the magazines and invite them to the class. You can use all the movie leads that you have from the movie event to come to that class. You can market this class by inviting local summer camps, or you can actually do the summer camp there. You can give magazines and free passes and posters to hang up at the different stores in your local businesses and that kind of thing. So there's a bunch of different ways that you can target. Wherever there's kids during the summer is where you're going to want to go and hand out the passes and invite them to the special class. Because remember, it's a free community event, and you know, it makes the businesses look good for that. So you there's no reason you can't fill up that class with at least 100 kids, depending on your floor, or hold two or three classes on that day and fill all of them up. The last thing I want to talk about in just a moment is the Star Wars Jedi-themed training camp. As I explained in more detail in the Chrono Strikes Back manual when you get it, I go through exactly how to host the event. But basically, your marketing strategy is you put up the posters as soon as you get your kit, pick a date according to the school schedule. A lot of schools start in different times. I know there's some schools that start in mid-August, and in California we always start in September, so that leaves us the whole month of August, and I usually hold a camp one of the last 2 weeks of the month. So I would hold it then, but you know your schedule. So you're going to want to pick a date right away, get all the kids excited, give them the magazines, and make sure inside the magazine on that VIP pass it says Special Jedi Training Camp or whatever you want to put on there and call it, and hand those out to all the kids. Also, it's important that you kind of hold a movie night with all of your kids. Obviously, you're going to have Star Wars-themed stuff all over your school, so it's going to be motivating to come to camp. But if they go to the movie with you, or they go to the movie with their friends, or they just go on their own, they're going to be excited and motivated to do Jedi training, which is going to be really cool. You can hold three different types of camps normally that we'll do. One, if your time's limited, you can do a two-hour training workshop. And usually a two-hour training workshop is $50 to $100. You can do a one-day camp. Let's say you just want to pick a Sunday or pick a Saturday, you can do a one-day camp. Or a Friday afternoon, you know, that usually is about $99 to $199 for one-day camp. And then you can do a whole one-week camp. And that's usually what we recommend, depending on your schedule. And that's $199 to $399 for the week of training. Again, that depends on what you give them, your camp fee. You might want to give them shin eyes or bokens or even costumes, special T-shirts, things like that. So depending on what you give them, obviously you're going to incur those costs and add the prices of the camp. I'll go through a couple. If you're holding a day camp, here's just an idea of what you can use for an itinerary. 9 a.m. obstacle training. Do some cool Jedi obstacle training. They're going under things, over things, jumping, rolling, hitting bags. Obstacle courses are awesome for kids. They just love it. So try to make like a Star Wars themed obstacle training class. Do that for about an hour. 10 a.m. lightsaber training. You know, pick a weapon like a shinai or a boken or a bow staff and teach them a cool form with it. 11 a.m. the next hour would be self-defense. 12 o'clock, you want to each, at 12 o'clock, kids are going to eat lunch, and usually what we do is we'll show like a Star Wars movie. So each day you'll show a different Star Wars movie, or if it's just a one-day camp, you can just show one of the Star Wars movies. This is going to get them really understanding Star Wars and get them excited about it and their knowledge and history of Star Wars so that they're talking about it every day. Or you can set up video games as well, and you can do video game challenges at lunch. So usually lunch is about 2 hours because they're watching a movie, they're eating, they're playing video games. It's kind of like their relaxed time. And last we recommend is like 2 p.m., I always like to do some kind of fight choreography or costume design. You know, create a demo or a demo team with all of your students. Show them how to create costumes. Create a performance for graduation. Whenever we do a one-week camp, we always hold graduation on Friday night. This is where all the parents come in, and this is where the students show off everything they learned for the whole week. And for me, it's important because this way my instructors plan out a real, true camp where they actually graduate from something. It's not just kind of come in and do this. They actually learned the actual fighting sets, or they learned a demonstration, and then they perform it Friday night. The parents clap and cheer, and they receive their certificates, and they feel like the money was well spent. They're really excited, and it sets you up usually to set up the next event that you're holding. So let's set some goals for our camp. Small goals, 30 students should be super easy for no matter what the size of your school is. You know, with all the kids coming in, they're bringing their friends. I mean, any of their friends can sign up. 30 students is our small goal. Our medium goal is 50 students, and our large goal is 75 students. And some of you guys have a lot bigger schools. 75 students is easy. But again, you're using the magazine. They're seeing the movie. They're getting prepped in classes. You got a cool banner out in front. Your school's themed out. I mean, you can easily generate minimum $6,000 to $15,000 just in a one-week camp, or even just, 50 kids coming to a two-hour camp, you can do the same thing. So let's review the three Kono Strikes Back strategies. Week number one and week number two, we're promoting the Bring a Friend event, and we hold a huge Bring a Friend event, mass intro, something really exciting at your school. We promote the Jedi training camp, depending on your school schedule, for week one and week two. At the end of week two, and part of week three, the end of week three as well, we have a movie booth where we're generating leads, and it's our enrollment center. We're setting up appointments for individual lessons, and it's the mass intros. And then, of course, whenever your third step is obviously whenever you have availability for your training camp, your Jedi training camp, you're going to pop that in there as well. Now, just to give you a kind of idea, go ahead.
Sorry, Roland. Just wanted to interrupt 1 second.
Yes.
First of all, I am blown away with the amount of incredible detail that you have brought to the teleconference. I can't think of another teleconference where you have provided so much information. And if I ask clients if they're feeling a bit overwhelmed, I bet you they'd be raising their hands because you've given so much information. So I want to point out a couple things in case anyone's stressing out a little bit. Immediately following the teleconference, we will be sending an email. The email will contain a link to listen to the teleconference again. I know normally we don't release it right away. We'd like to go through and do some editing and make it, you know, more professional. But we're going to skip the professionalism today. We're going to, you know, there's some stuff in the beginning that you just have to ignore. And we want you to be able to listen to this again as quickly as possible. Rewind and play and rewind and play to make sure that you got it all, because this is truly a great opportunity. The cost of having someone prepare all this is, and for you to be able to provide this to everyone is fantastic.
Thank you.
So, yes, you know, thank you sincerely. So we're going to make, number one, the teleconference recording available right away. Look for the email. We're also going to have instructions on how to get the Kono magazines, which, by the way, folks, this is the only investment, hard cost investment that you're making. It's to support the magazine, and obviously the magazine is what's going to inspire children after the movie's over. If people aren't making an immediate decision, or if they're going home with the magazine and they have their introductory lesson that you're giving them at the movie theater, we're going to have information on how to order. And, Roland, we want them calling you guys direct. Let you guys know that they're a Member Solutions client. You guys have taken care of our clients for a year now and just, you know, first class. So we're just going to have them call you and let your staff work with them. But they'll just identify that they're Member Solutions clients so they can take advantage of the regular promotion that we always have with you guys. And
right.
And in addition to that, if I can grab another minute here, is I know that we've given some information as for all the different events. Two of those events have an ad that can be customized on our print portal. You'll be able to access that from the email that's being sent to you. There is also a online registration form that's been created for you already that matches the ad. So any changes you make to the ad, because you can customize it. You can also go into Event Manager and customize it. If you already have a license to Event Manager, you know how to do this. If you don't, we have a 90-day trial, so you can do all of your Star Wars events for the next 3 months and, you know, try it out and enjoy the program. We got great feedback at the Super Show on it. But you can go in there and you can customize it. And then anything else, you know, Roland said you guys are all creative, and I know you are. You'll come up with variations of these ideas. You can make copies of the existing forms, or you can recreate your own for any other ideas that you come up with, and share them with us. If you do something that's having success, you know, let Kono know, let us know, so that we can pass it around and other people can take advantage of it. You know, I'm sure we're going to be doing something else when the 30 episodes hit as well.
Absolutely,
regular TV. So I just wanted to interject that because there's so much information, and I just want everyone to know that they're going to get an email. and they can kind of just have it all organized through that and be covered from today going forward.
Absolutely. When you enroll into the Kona Strikes Back program, you get a manual that goes through everything, how to run all the events. You get a PDF that has all the events, the flyers, the times, and it goes in more detail of how to run an obstacle course, how to do all those different things. Some more detail there.
And that's fantastic. Yeah, one of the other things is the there's some Kono marketing information that's also going to be available through the email. And I think, if I recall, Kathy told me that there's a banner on the teleconference site that for those people that are on the web right now, they could actually see some of this stuff that I've been talking about already and you've been talking about.
Okay.
Right through a banner that's there. And one, you know, I'll contribute one idea to this whole thing is we actually went through and created a bonus event manager form for schools that would like to have a movie day at their school prior to the event. They could have everyone over to watch episode 2, Attack of the Clones, which is the movie that precedes the Clone Wars animation movie on the 15th. I guess my fan status is starting to show. so you know, nothing's cooler than watching episode 2 and then heading out to the theater and getting everybody pumped up for the movie, because that'll build some additional excitement within your school.
Absolutely. And I would recommend, too, you know, you want to have the TVs inside the school, you know, the first week, second week of the month anyways, just playing Star Wars themed things during the classes out in the lobby area and stuff like that, create that atmosphere.
Well, that's great. So anyway, thanks for the couple of minutes there. What else would you like to add? I think everyone ran out of ink in their pens.
Yeah, I just want to sum up the last thing just so you guys know you can roll on the program. Like Joe said, everything's free. All you have to do is just order the magazines to use for the promotional Kono Strikes Back. 500 magazines is the minimum that you can order. The magazines are $1 each, so it's basically $4.99 plus shipping. Many schools for the Kono ordered 700 or 1,000. If you think about it, if you give every student 3 magazines, and then you're going to need magazines for your movie booth between 500, probably about every weekend, you're looking at about 1,500 magazines to do the promotion, to really kill it and really reach the community. But you can get away with, you know, 500 magazines if you're a smaller school, giving all the kids a magazine in your school, and again, setting up the movie booth or another booth and just being a little bit more selective on who you're giving the magazines out to. You know, my main goal is just to help you. You know, for $4.99, it's hard to even run an ad, and you might get one or two calls. But for $4.99, you have 500 magazines, an event, a movie booth, everything that's going directly into kids' hands. It's getting passed to their families and to their friends. It's just a grassroots marketing strategy. So the value is definitely there.
No, this is an absolute no-brainer.
Right.
This is phenomenal. You know, I really hope that everyone who's on this call takes advantage of it, and I really hope that we get a very strong response to the email we're going to be sending out so that all of our clients can take advantage. It's such a great opportunity. And I want to point out 2 things. I mean, I don't even think the cost has to be justified at this point, but it's so exciting not to say these things over again. First thing is the VIP cards are built into the magazine. So think about how much it would cost if you just went to the movie theater with VIP passes and just stood outside handing VIP cards out. You know, that's very, you know, somewhat unprofessional. Some people wouldn't even do this. For a minimum of $500, $499, you're going to get 500 magazines, and you get to go in as part of George Lucas Kono promotion and giving out the magazine. Now, the magazine itself, think about if you had this idea. Let's say you had the idea of putting together, you know, some kind of a newsletter or something. Think about the cost just for you to produce 500 high-quality pages or 500 magazines with quality pages to then go and this is all done for you. I love nothing more than turnkey systems here. This is here's a professional magazine, here's all the stuff, and here's how to take advantage of all these opportunities. You've done all the thinking. All that's left to do is execute. So if you execute, there's absolutely no reason that you couldn't add 20, 30, 40, 50 students at a time where most people are waiting for September for back to school. So this is such a great opportunity. I'm so excited. I want to see everyone submitting new memberships to Member Solutions like crazy, and we'll know that you're on the event. And if you're participating in the Consulting Apprentice, which obviously to win your division, it's about sending the most memberships in. So what a great opportunity to really jump ahead, because we know we do not have 1,800 clients on this call. So there are Consulting Apprentice people that may not be listening right now. It would be a great advantage for you, and those that are going to listen to the recording will be a great advantage for them as well, and be one step up on someone that misses out on this opportunity. So,
Roland, that's cool.
I can't say enough for it, but continue on. I'm so excited, and of course, Star Wars related, so that makes me even more excited, I guess.
Yeah, I'm pretty much done. We can open for questions. Last thing, I just want to give you the telephone number for you to order your packages. The telephone number is 1-877-411-KONO. KONO is 5666. Again, the telephone number is 1-877-411-KONO, which is 5666. We do have some packages left. Last month we sold out of our packages, and we had 40 schools that actually had movie booths that had no magazines to set up. And as disappointing as that was, they just waited to the last minute. So it's just something you have to jump on now. We only do one print.
Yes. When is your deadline for getting your order into your printer?
Well, the print run is already at the printer. The magazines are being printed right now. They're printed 3 weeks in advance. So magazines are printed, and as soon as we sell out, we sell out. We only print about 10 to 15% higher than the amount of orders that we have at the time.
Oh,
so,
okay. So this is
it's
it.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, it's probably 25 schools could sign up, 30 schools at the most could sign up. This is probably the amount of magazines we have left. So
okay.
You want to get on it right away.
And if you're already with KONO and you've gotten on board with them, with Member Solutions, you're familiar, you can send an email to DanielleA@KONOMag.com.
Yes, Daniela. Yeah.
Daniela. Oh, Daniela. That's funny. I'm sorry. Daniela, DanielleA@KONOMag.com.
Absolutely.
Okay. And that'll also get your order done
awesome.
Well.
Do we have any questions that anybody sent in that we want to answer?
Sure, we do. Let's start on the web, if that's okay.
Okay, perfect.
Mark Gadalstick, he says, what if we find, oh, my God, we need more magazines. Is there an express way to get magazines?
Expressway, absolutely. Federal Express loves when you go express.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Until we run out. Again, to be honest with you, we had about 30,000 of magazine orders last month that we couldn't fulfill because, they went to the movie theater and they realized they only got like 300 magazines or 500 magazines, and they got there and the kids were getting like, they call, Friday night, and they're like, hey, we have 1,000 magazines tomorrow for the next, kids coming in, and obviously, whatever we have in stock, we'll ship out to you, and we'll ship it whatever the costs are for UPS or FedEx, that's just the cost that you incur.
Right. But keeping in mind, obviously, that if you're in a situation where you've run out, it's probably August 15th, 16th, or 17th, and chances are they're not even going to have any more. So, if you think, I personally, I'd want to make sure that I had enough to, certainly get through those first two weekends, which are the two biggest weekends. And August 15th is a Friday.
Yes.
Lucas normally releases his movies on Thursday, but he's doing Friday. And so that first night's going to be tremendous.
Yeah. I think it's the type of movie that, everybody's camped outside. It just seems like when George Lucas launches Star Wars, there's people camped outside to see the movie. So you're definitely going to have a huge audience.
Yeah, so
okay,
I will not be in the office August 15th, by the way.
Right.
No, you'll be camping out.
My son and I will definitely be there plenty early. So this is just a great opportunity, and the fact that this is going to be a recurring opportunity. So if you get started now with the movie, there's going to be 30 TV episodes as well that's going to start late fall, and it's going to be such a great opportunity to keep that momentum going within your school, and there'll be countless events, and you can even, I don't know what day of the week, I think it's going to be on TNT and the Cartoon Network, and I think they're 30-minute programs or 22-minute programs, commercial-free, and you can have events at your school when those things will be airing so that everybody can be watching the episode together. If you get, you know, if you have a big screen TV in the school, what a great way to do, you know, a parents' night out or bring a buddy day. You could be doing this every week for, you know.
Absolutely. It's a good martial arts franchise that's just going to help us bring more fuel, more kids into the, we're just going to piggyback that.
Exactly. And that's the thing, you know, don't miss out on this opportunity. It's such a great one. And, Roland, we just really appreciate to the extent that you've gone to, you know, not just putting out the magazine, but all the different events and the preparation to make things turnkey. I think that's so important. School owners are so busy these days with all the different offerings. To be able to have something that's turnkey that they can just get going is so valuable. And I just hope everyone has time for execution, because that's really that's the only thing left, execution.
That's right. Oh, they got 2 weeks before the magazines come in, but the PDF comes immediately, and you start putting up the posters and everything else, so we got plenty of time to make it work.
That's great. Okay, more questions.
We've got some more questions. One quick, easy question is the letter to the movie theater available in Word? Can it be sent or downloaded in Word, opposed to the PDF?
You know, that's a good question. All I know right now, that's in the PDF because it comes with the kit. I'm not sure if we can get it in Word. You can call the office and ask Daniela when you talk to the front receptionist and see if she can convert that over for you. But I don't know. I can't guarantee that.
And I'm pretty sure, I'm going to just say that I'm pretty sure that the access to the letter will also be available in that email. There's kind of a whole complete summary thing. So that if you look, you'll probably find a link to be able to download that. And if not, you can always send an email to consulting@membersolutions.com, and we'll be happy to send it out to you as well. In PDF.
Okay. Great. We do have another question, and this has to do with, Roland, what you mentioned about a 500-piece order. The question is, for those of us that have already ordered the magazines in just like hundreds, do we still get them even though that's less than the 500 you mentioned?
Yes, you still get the magazines and everything, but the promotional kit, obviously you wouldn't be able to go to a movie theater with 100 magazines. You can still, hand out the magazines to your kids and use it as a retention thing. But this is for the whole promotional kit. It's for schools that order at least 500 that are going to go to the movie theater, and they're going to host all the events and that kind of thing.
Okay, great. And there's another format question about getting the postcards formatted in Publisher to be able to add contact information.
They're not available in Publisher. They're only available in PDF.
Okay, and I'm not real publisher savvy, but I think you can probably create a JPEG, drop that into Publisher, or just put it in Publisher some way, shape, or form, and just overlay your logo and stuff right on top of it.
Absolutely, yeah. And
I think I've done that before.
And I think if you have Adobe Acrobat, the full version, 6.0 or later, or I think it's 6.0 or later, you can actually get in there and customize. Is it 7? I know you can cut, you can edit, you can do some editing on a PDF. But keep in mind that do not use that to change anything else. It's okay to do something with your logo and that kind of thing. But, you know, again, Roland has gone through a lot of trouble to secure permission to do exactly what he's providing. So just be very cautious with any type of editing. And if you have any doubt, if you just want to be sure, could they send it off to Daniela for a look? Or where could they send that if they just want to make sure that they didn't cross?
If you just put your logo on it and your address, you're fine. And as soon as you start changing any of the original creative, then you're in copyright.
Okay.
So and George Lucas, just so you know, George Lucas is very, very strict about that, and he did go back a few years ago and went through a lot of litigations worldwide. He hired a team. I would be very, very cautious of that.
Absolutely. Glad we're discussing it in this forum.
Okay. Yes. Those are all the questions I have right now on the web, so I'm going to open up the phone lines, if that's okay. We've got a few moments left.
Hi, everyone. we invite you to ask some questions, if you still have any.
If you have any questions.
Our phone crowd is usually pretty quiet.
Yeah, no, I understand. We'll get the campers to ask the questions, the summer campers.
They're probably trying to keep the campers at bay so they can listen.
Hey, you know what, Joe, it's really cool, too, about the movie that we didn't mention, but since we were waiting if anybody has any questions. You know, there's going to be a girl who's going to be Anakin's little apprentice, and I think that's going to be exciting for the female demographic of martial artists as well as the female campers in your school, because they'll have somebody to associate and tie in with, and she's pretty awesome at what she does, which is going to be exciting in the TV show and in the movie. I think she's a Padawan, or that's her name, Padawan? Not quite sure.
Yeah, I believe that, I think that Anakin takes on a secret Padawan. And
yeah.
I think that's the case. And they also have a big, for those people that have the Wii at their school, you know, some schools have video games there for the kids to interact with. And my son plays the PC version of the games, but I broke down and bought the Wii because they're coming out with the Force Unleashed, and you get to wield a lightsaber and actually be very active. It's a very active type of game. So that's coming out in September, which is pretty much right after the movie comes out, and it also has that basis of a secret Padawan for Anakin, and it's pretty cool. So lots of Star Wars things coming out that we should be able to take advantage of and get the kids excited and motivated. We know when they're excited and motivated, they make great students. So
absolutely,
it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, so we don't have any questions. I just want to thank you, Joe, for having me and Kathy, and I wish everybody the best success out there. I hope you guys have an awesome August. The best August ever is our goal. If you ever have any questions, you can always email me directly at Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D, at konomag.com. That's K-O-N-O-M-A-G.com. So thanks, guys.
Great. Thank you, Roland.
Great,
we really appreciate
you.
It.
Thanks. You guys have a great day.
Great. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today.